Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't. What's up, y'all? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. Now, I know I have said that 400 times before, but this time I mean it. We got a special guest. It's a special show. But first and foremost, Harry, what's going on, Harry?
Oh, I'm doing great. Why would you even ask me that? I'm doing fantastic.
My bad, my bad. You don't need to get hostile.
Dre, fabulous.
Dre, you good?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you got a bag of weed. Oh, okay.
Dude. Now he's doing good.
He's doing good now.
The bagpipes, but he's just smoking weed.
We got a special guest. This dude's my man, my motherfucker. Comedy brother, funny, one of the funniest dudes in the game. Y'all give it up for my boy Kyle Grooms, y'all. Kyle Grooms in the building.
All right, thanks for having me. In the building online.
Right. In the building online. The line building.
Hell yeah. Yes, happy to be here, man. I miss your faces, man. Just New York.
Dude, this shit is nuts. Know. I used to watch you on TV growing up. I'm talking to you.
I was gonna say when he said, "Yeah, I did your comment, your podcast back when you was doing it in the living room." I go, and Andre was 8. He was 8 years. Andre had a Fisher Price mic. He was like, "So how's everybody doing out there?" Word up. It's good to see you, bro. I just want to say this. It is so fucking good to see you. For those who don't know, Kyle went through a fucking crazy brain surgery type shit that'll go in his dome. Somebody, I think the Russians was trying to take your funny nerve out or something. They were trying to...
put that microchip in my brain, you know. Yeah, something, you know. But I'm okay. I survived. I'm good. Yeah,
man. I ain't gonna front, Kyle. Dudes was really upset about that. I don't know if you know. You know, like, you don't always know how motherfuckers perceive you until it's, you know, it's you almost died. You know, yeah. And it was like, dudes was like, "Yo, you heard about..." I was like, "You bug," you know, like, it was so much love coming out for you, dog. I mean, you know, whether we realize it or not, dog, we a family, you know what I mean? We are definitely a family, and you don't realize it. Even niggas you don't like, if they, you know what I mean? Like, you run after, if they've stuck it out long enough, you like, "Oh, word."
You got family we don't like.
In all fairness, all of us have family. We can't stand it. Our literal blood relation. Shout out to my brother who's on the run for the law at the moment.
Why the fuck would you say that, snitchy?
You don't know his brother, Dre. You don't know his brother. You got to get all the information first.
Did he steal your money? Is that why he on the run?
Drake.
Okay, shit. Damn. Fuck. Yeah, you go find him. Nigga, the fuck? Go get him.
Hey, man, let the Florida State Police do that. That's their job. That's what we pay taxes.
You right. You pay your taxes. That's fair.
Yeah. Harry just said where he's at. On the low. He's like, "Yo, Florida State Police will handle you." Kyle, you didn't see him running around, did you?
Nah. And if I did, I wouldn't say anything, unlike his brother. Yeah, right.
Well, that's the difference. I know him.
You don't know him. Wait till you meet him, Kyle. You be snitching like...
I'm like, "Harvey,
There he goes.
There he.
No doubt. But mad love, Kyle. Mad love. I mean, shit. We didn't want to lose you, bro. We really didn't want to lose you.
Thanks, man. I felt this. You know, I was humbled by that love I received, man. Kind of embarrassed and,
yeah. You know,
and well deserved. I've been good to you, motherfuckers.
Well deserved. You know, yeah. That's a fucking you fact, know, yo.
Yeah. I've been giving you guys rides to spots and all kinds of rides to Brooklyn and everything.
All kinds of shit.
I look out for my comedy brothers. I take care of us, you know? So,
when I die, it better be there. Better be tears in the streets, running in the woods, all the ride, all the gas I spent picking niggas up and driving up. You lose a motherfuckers. Get a car, goddammit. feeding hungry niggas, feeding hungry ass comics. I feel a lot. I wasn't even talking about
I'm
you.
I'm shooting Andre. Right now, nigga.
Andre, I did not mean you.
I'm
don't
picking
mind.
A meal out from 2019 at the moment.
I did not mean you, Dre. I did not mind feeding you.
I one time covered lunch for Andre. I took him out to eat. I took him to like a buffet place where you could get it by the pound. Biggest mistake of my life is getting food by the pound for Andre.
Like, Harry, that's damn. Your fault, bro. That is my fault. Like you can't see me, nigga. What the fuck?
I learned a lesson that day. I learned between me and you, I had to fucking get a second mortgage between the two.
Andre was like, this nigga fit. I mean, how much can he eat? Little watercress, little arugula. Oof. Andre would go. Andre eat like me when I was 18. Like, my pops used to call me the gobbler. Anything you put in the fridge, I'll eat it, man.
I hear
how's
people
the family?
Still call you the gobbler. Is that true?
A couple bitches. Couple bitches might call me the gobbler. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to get into that right now, if you know what I'm saying. How's the girls? How's the family?
They're great, man. Thanks for asking. You know, my daughter's running me to death. And, yeah, we're good, man.
How old are the daughters now, Kyle?
Seven and five.
Oh, that's a lot of energy.
Seven and five. That's amazing, man. Yeah, it's a lot. I put them in soccer. And that is soccer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They were taking martial arts soccer. before the pandemic hit. They were taking Taekwondo.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
But then the pandemic hit. Yeah, I want my daughters to be ready for these.
Yes,
these
nigga. You got to get them a ground game. Jiu-jitsu's next.
Yeah. Well,
jiu-jitsu is next.
Actually, she tried jiu-jitsu. But our jiu-jitsu, the instructor was like this, you know, 300-pound man from South America, and she didn't feel comfortable being like, because she had to grapple him, and she was like, this ain't my daddy, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's good. You know you got to – that's a mistake when your daughter was like, I like grappling this big nigga. This big. Daddy, when are we going to jiu-jitsu? I don't like taekwondo.
I want to get my hands dirty. Hey, calm down.
Yeah. I mean, many years, Kyle, you was a hoe. How does it feel to be a daddy to some girls?
Ooh, man, I want to know how to tell them about the shit without telling them about the shit. I don't know.
I want to be honest with them. You didn't figure it out yet?
I don't lie to my daughters. I don't even tell them about Santa Claus and none of that shit. That's my wife's thing, you know. I'm like, hey, they be like, wasn't Santa Claus? I'm like, ask your mother, you know. But
you don't snitch on Santa Claus like Harry though, right? You
know, I don't blow them up. I want them to have their little childhood fantasies and stuff. But
well, Santa leaves some stuff. My brother took a couple things, so that's the big problem.
Harry's like, Santa Claus is in Florida on the run from the police.
If you or anyone you know has any information about where Santa's at, dial this tip line to get some information.
Harry, this is really bothering me. Why does it look like you're in the set of the Janet Jackson and the Michael Jackson video shoot with the same slick hairstyle and everything?
This is Kyle. This is clearly This is clearly
Janet
a post.
Jackson and Michael Jackson should be dancing behind you right now, bro.
Missy Elliott is in that tunnel. Oh, you got Missy Elliott.
Wow, you make me want to scream. All right. Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. The scream.
Yeah. It's this is clearly a post-pandemic thing, Kyle. It sneaks up on you. You know, the barbershops are closed, so you grow it out. You put in a ponytail. Next thing you know, you look like a Croatian arms dealer. It happens to the best of us.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I still don't know if I don't know what this style right now, this look is kind of like a dysfunctional relationship. Like, I know I should just stop it, but I've devoted so much time and energy that I gotta see it through.
So. And if you need a javelin, he could get it for you real cheap, like 20% off. So, and
it goes great with the background, man. You know? I'm just in
Harry, what's the hinges? What's the fucking hinges?
It's the garage door. It's it's the flattest surface. If I show you everything, it's just I'm broadcasting next to a pile of old bicycles. My dad has two broken toaster ovens in here. He refuses to throw them out.
That's old school shit. That's all nothing.
Yeah, but he has a new
Harry. It's because his brain is stuck in a certain time. He went through some tough shit and was like, "I am never gonna be without again."
Man, niggas, my pops grew up in the Depression. And he used to keep he had an old boot, looked like the boot from Monopoly. I was like, "Yo, why don't you throw this away, nigga?" He'd be like, "Nah, I'm gonna find the left one. You watch."
Yeah,
like, you say that now, but
survive some shit, and that's it, nigga. Them skills is not leaving.
Your dad used to eat a boot like Charlie Chaplin. He used to cook it up.
Straight shit my pops told me, because my pops was born 1920, 16 brothers and sisters. So they grew up in the Depression. My
1929 oldest 29 was the market crash that started the Great Depression.
His older sister was born 1892. Which is crazy. And he used to tell me they used to go to the butcher shops and get the bologna rinds, like the plastic bologna rinds that you cut off and you know when you cut the cold cuts.
Yeah, the string, the red string joint.
Yeah, they used to get that and make a soup with that shit.
Jesus Christ.
You know, which is
rind soup.
Bologna rinds, and then when they would hustle, they would get aluminum foil. He used to do scrap iron and shit, him and his brothers. And and that's also how oxtail came about, right, Dre? That's it was like, somebody eat the tail, nigga.
Survival food.
What city? Where were they living? Where were they living at the time?
They was in New York. It was in New York.
Oh, shit.
In Brooklyn. In Brooklyn.
Holy shit.
Green Avenue in Bed-Stuy.
Wow, that's holy sheesh. That's when the Bronx was still Jewish. You
know what I mean? That's when you run into old Jewish people and they be like, "I used to live in East New York." Remember? Yeah. I used to live you used to what?
Yeah.
Yeah, Green Avenue and Clausen, they grew up right in Bed-Stuy. And my grandfather was a dude who he worked in the railroad.
I remember when the Titanic sank.
he was the porter, you know, the black porters on the trains.
Oh, the black porters. Oh, the Pullman porters.
Yeah. So he had 16 kids. He used to go to Canada during Prohibition. My grandmother had this huge overcoat. She sold pockets in it, and he used to bring hooch from Canada during the Prohibition. Yeah, some real historical shit. Yeah,
he was the plug back in the 1920s.
He was the plug. Yeah. He was wild. But it definitely changed. It changed the game when you're in your head. Andre's Harry's pops is from
he's Armenian from Istanbul, Turkey. So he still has that immigrant mentality, which is why he's keeping the toaster oven, even though he has two of them upstairs. I asked him why. He goes, I want to see why it didn't work. Like he's going to do an autopsy on the fucking toaster oven.
Yeah, right. How's his VCR going?
I mean, I'm staring at one up on a shelf over here collecting dust. I swear to God, Kyle.
He got his pop's got a T-shirt that says, I'm talking about the real Holocaust. I'm like, all right, whatever. Oh,
the OG, the genocide.
Even Kyle got uncomfortable with that.
Oh, no. I don't care.
How long you been married, Kyle?
Like a year and a half.
Oh, so y'all just got married.
Yeah, but we've been together.
I know, since
23 years. Yeah, we met in 1988.
Wow.
We met in 1998.
Wow.
We wanted to see if it was going to work out first, and then we got married.
So you this year you figured you was like, all right, I think it's safe to say.
I get why you waited till the new millennium, but I mean, what about the 14 years into that? You're like, I don't want to rush into this.
Yeah, you know, we alright. She be cool.
You be like, yo, she might still flip on me. Let me see.
Yeah, she might flip. But then when she stuck by me for my brain surgery, I was like, you know what?
I guess she's for real at this point.
Yeah, you know, I almost died. And
you know what? I don't even think Kyle really had any issues with his brain. I think he set the whole thing up. I think he hired a couple actors, got some overcoats and
special effects.
Like,
that's a Harry. Makeup. Harry is going to wait for his brain tumor before he get married. He going to be like, yo, I got to wait. This thing is only 3 centimeters, yo.
I'm waiting for my shit to go benign, you know?
I'm just sitting there watching you on TV right now. That's dope, man. That's dope. And she never pressured you about marriage or nothing like that? Never was like, she didn't give a fuck.
Nah, she wasn't really, you know.
She didn't give a fuck.
There was the one time, though, I think she was kind of sending subtle hits when that song Marry That Girl, when that song was out, she would be singing that shit loud as fuck. And like, marry that girl, marry her anyway. That type. I was like, the fuck? That song ain't even hot. I don't even know, you know what I mean? Like,
there's no man version of that song.
Of what? Marry That Girl?
I'm not Get Married, but like just a dude point of view song. I think the last thing was Sporty Thieves, right?
Oh, no, nigga. Oh, nigga, you don't. All you gotta do is listen every to fucking song. Drake. Every
Drake.
Nigga.
Drake is a. Come on, man.
Nigga, the Whispers, the Isley Brothers, the fucking Lenny.
Nah, but that's way back. I'm talking about recent.
Nigga, I bought that record. I don't know what you're talking about. Man. It's not that far, but I got that in vinyl. Lenny Williams, So I Love You.
Right?
All of them joints was.
All of them. Love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So why do you think Dante it is?
And Drake got all these cats out here in their feelings. You know what I mean? Yeah, and emotional young cats. You know what I mean? Come on, bro. What is you? Yeah, these cats all in their feelings.
That's
you know?
Emo as hell.
Yeah, even with Teddy Pendergrass, when I had to stop watching listening to Teddy Pendergrass turn off the lights. Cause every time he sings it now, I picture he's singing it to a dude. I'm like, I'm good, man.
When I hear that shit, the funniest part is when he goes, turn him, when he yell that shit. I love hearing that part.
Well, you know, well, Luther Vandross' whole catalog is hot, so you got to turn his shit off too. Then,
yeah. Well, I didn't say I turn it off. I just like you know when he yells at the dude, turn it off, and then you're like, all right.
Doesn't have the same appeal to you.
Kyle, there's a little man coming in. Come say hi to Kyle. Hold up, wait a sec. Oh gosh.
Oh, here we go.
It's the giant baby. Hold up.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. He look like my 7-year-old. Okay. Yeah. Nah, he's just tall. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. There you go. Right. Oh, man. Bless.
Thank you, brother. You want to say something on the mic, son? You want to spit fire? Nah.
Say ABC.
Say daddy.
Beautiful. Golden child.
Daddy.
All right. Let me get back. We going out?
Yeah. Let me just
pop into the store. All right. All right, baby. See you later. Yeah, he's a little maniac. He's off the hook. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was happy I had a boy. I was like, yeah, I was happy I had a boy. I said, otherwise, I'm about to catch it.
Oh, wow. I was good with girls, man, because girls are gentle. They funny. They, you know.
Yeah.
I'm 51 now, man. I can't be running with a boy, and it's when especially when he gets a little older. I can't be, you know what I mean? I don't want to be tussling with no other
nigga, that's
male energy in my crib.
Nigga, somebody else some other nigga leaving the seat up.
Yeah, you know. Hey, all that roughness, nah, you know.
Yeah, rough.
My daughters is cool.
Yeah.
I like, you know. Even though they energy off the chain, too. My daughters is just, you know, they attack me like hyenas sometimes, you know. Yeah.
How do you bridge that? I know you said you don't lie to them, but how do you bridge? Because I get a lot of calls. I get a lot of messages where people are like, you know, like, how do you bridge this whole, you know, the strength and game and being a dude? And like, cause I know for me, they go, how do you bridge the fact that, you know, that dudes are so weak now, you know what I mean? It's just dudes are just soft and they're like, don't know their value. And you know, you listen to stuff like that, motherfuckers is listening to stuff and they're just not, like you also don't want you don't want your daughter to be able, without being disrespectful, but you don't want your daughters to be bitches either. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you want them to be princesses and stuff. Yeah. But you feel what I'm saying? Like, what's the balance?
Right now, they're 5 and 7. So those kind of decisions, I kind of see where the climate is when they're at that age.
Uh-huh.
And see how they develop, you know, because, you know, I still remember a lot of shit from when I was that age. You know?
Right.
At their age, they're tame compared to the shit I was doing at the age. I was already streaking and freaking, you know. I was always doing
trying to finger pop and
you know, had girls showing me they cookie, you know, in second grade. It's like, how do I stop that shit?
It's funny because I tell people all the time, I went to Catholic school, and with Catholic school, like, we used to tie mirrors to our shoes. Like, we used to lace mirrors in the shoe, the corner, and then slide it under the girl dress so you can see the panties. Like, that was just what we did. We used to go RCF, where you chase the girl. Andre, you never played that?
Nah, I don't know what RCF is.
Like, you ever, like, around Catch and Kiss, you ever play that?
No.
For real?
Yeah, booty tag when he was younger, but that's about it.
Booty tag, where you got to tag him on the booty?
Yeah, you just smack the ass and then run. That's how you say it.
Those are pre Me Too games.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But wait, what was that game, Dante?
RCF is run, catch, and fuck. But it wasn't fuck. We used to, you catch the girl and then you dry hump her behind the handball court.
Okay. Shouldn't that just be RAPE at that point? I mean, it's just not consensual at all.
They did want to play. They did consensually play.
This is true.
If you If you yeah. the name is if the name of the game is RCF, and you go, I want to when they choose who's it, and you still keep your foot in when they go doggy doggy, step right out. That's consensual.
I remember when you played booty tag, girls was also smacking ass. They would smack you on the ass too. It wasn't no like just girls getting their ass smacked. I got smacked mad time.
Yeah. Drake, let's be honest. You still get your ass smacked by random chicks in the street.
It happens. I'm not mad at it.
Let me tell you something.
But don't touch me. I got a lady.
Let me tell you something. I witnessed it again yesterday. I saw it happen again yesterday.
Andre and I
just happened to be. We stopped by the stand. I don't know if you. I didn't know Dave Chappelle was there, but it was. Everyone's hanging. Right. It was a party. So I was hanging out with everybody. Dre's there, having a good time. And I'm going to leave the name out of it, but some female comedian came up to Dre in the guise of adjusting his shirt. She was like, oh, that's a nice shirt. But she was like tugging on the shirt and rubbing like the way like a MILF does in a porn to like to the pool guy. Like, oh, that's a nice shirt. Just completely unnecessary. And Dre just like brushes it off because
Andre's sex appealing is annoying. Yeah. It's really fucking disrespectful and it's annoying.
And guess what? The shirt it wasn't even that special. I'm not gonna lie.
It was a fucking shirt.
It wasn't even from American Apparel or nothing.
Oh, bum ass shirt.
Andre had his bum ass shirt and his burnt hat. His hat that he burnt.
I think Andre just came from painting a fence like it was Tom Sawyer days.
Whatever.
Andre could show up in a barrel like the old timey during the Depression when people would just wear suspender and barrels.
Yeah, Andre went up. They introduced him as Huck Finn.
Yeah.
This thing had a straw hat. I don't know. I mean, I feel like. Yeah, you're right. I feel like you're right. You got to know what the climate is, but it's still kind of a situation where you're trying to, I don't know about you. I mean, my son's one, and I'm already trying to think of the trajectory of how I'm going to bridge this or how I want it to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, because if you won't want your daughters to end up dying alone like Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, my daughters.
Yeah, and even too, like, there's rules with, like, me seeing my daughter seeing me naked around the house and me being with them nude. Like, you know, how do I, like, this ain't regular. Like, I'm your dad, your doctor, you know.
Yeah.
This ain't nudity. It's like, and my wife gets, because she's Catholic. She grew up Catholic. So her nudity's like, to her, kind of, you know. I was like, we're in the house. You know what I mean? The kids, I don't know. That balance we're trying to find too. Like,
yeah.
Like those little... Because I don't want them to be hoes now, be naked, you know. But it's like, you know.
Yeah, but they still kids and they should be, you know.
Like understanding perversion. Like, what's a perverted part of a body, like, or just a body?
Yeah.
Sexualizing something, not sexualizing.
I do share stories with them of me almost getting got when I was a kid.
Like how?
I shared those. There was a story of when I was a kid. I'm going to shorten it, but. There was a dude I was that almost, I don't know, he was trying to molest me or he could have, but it could have went that way. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a guy who gained my trust in three separate incidents. Like when I went to the store, I didn't know who he was. And right. I was short money for my Cub Scout meeting.
Right.
And he gave me a dollar and told me to keep the change. Another incident, I went to a pet store to buy some fish food and this fish food owner, the store owner didn't want to sell it to me because he said I stole some the day before and I snatched it and ran out. And then I left and I ran into this guy and he went and talked to the owner and you know, pleaded my case that it wasn't me.
Right.
And then I ran into the guy again. I missed my school bus because my mother made me take the city bus when I was 9 years old and I missed the bus.
Right.
And here comes this guy to offer me a ride.
And did you take the ride? You took the ride.
Nah, I was like, nah, bro. I was like, you know, thanks for the favor, but I don't know you like that, basically. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I had that kind of common sense as a kid, like, you know.
How old were you, Tom?
And I see my kids, I was 9 at the time.
Goddamn.
But, you know, he could have been, you know.
He was grooming you.
Looked out, and he saw me on a bus stop by myself. You need a ride? I was like, nah, bro, I'm straight.
I'm straight.
You know? Yeah, but, you know, and I want my kids to have that kind of common sense, you know, when
What makes you get that? Is it the environment you grow up in, which you're exposed to early? You already kind of peep game. That's like knowing game. You, like, know game at that point.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? So, like, how do you get a kid who doesn't grow up in a no-game environment to be like, this nigga's trying some freak shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I chalked it up to older brothers who had my, you know, who were savvy, you know.
Yeah, but that's my the thing. They had to go through game, so, like, they was able to give it to you. But now I think have my two
father,
kids.
My father probably gave it to them, I think. Yeah. But I'm not sure. I wasn't around then. But my older brothers, they had a lot to do with even my knowing code. Like, I'm a nerd, but I know code. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, just because, you know, like, when I went to school, they were the ones that were in the.
Yeah.
And then for me, I just got to be a kid, you know.
So that's the thing. How do you get the kids who don't have no, because your kids is doing taekwondo, soccer. That's a whole nother lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
From what you was doing at that age, mm-hmm. from what your brothers was doing, how I grew, mm-hmm. like, that's a whole nother level of exposure. So how do a kid get that same, I peep game, when there's no game around them? They just got nothing but good fruits
and
loving parents and opportunity. Like, they don't, there's no game going on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think, isn't it, I mean, like, Dre, did you get the molestation talk, or was it?
It was definitely don't let no weird motherfucker touch you. Then
Right. But that wasn't really the emphasis.
It was straight up. If somebody put their hand, yak that nigga. My mother would tell me, hit him with whatever you got. Give it to him crazy, nigga. Like, it was like that. There was no holding back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, we in it. You what the fuck. You know what weirdo motherfuckers is that? And brothers sell dope or whatever the fuck. Like, it's a different lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, even, you know, you feel what I'm saying? Like, even that, having that, all of that stuff kind of feeds into not, you know, learning game. Even if it was, because, like, what I was saying is, like, when I was a kid, it was more about the violence. We was more worried about cops. Yeah, I mean, it was about creepy motherfuckers trying to get you, but we wasn't really don't take no candy. Like, that wasn't the emphasis. The emphasis was, like, don't get murdered. Don't talk back to the cops. Hope, put your hand, you know, I mean, but I'm saying, I kind of feel
was
like this
era where it was, like, known that kids getting abducted was like it was like a constant thing.
That was in Atlanta in the late 70s. Atlanta child.
So in that era, that being in the fucking the tone of America, the zeitgeist of America, that would create.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where
you know where your kids are at? Yes, so that would get into your head of how to raise a kid, how to be a kid.
Wow.
Like, that's in the culture now.
Yo, that is so like, just when you said that, it hit me. I was like, yeah, you would, like, that was on TV every day. You would hear that shit.
In that era. Yeah. I watched a documentary of The Son of Sam the other day, and I remember that summer.
Like, yes. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was like, I could smell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the kind of, we had to kind of have that movement. And it was, we were looser then. We were latchkey kids.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to be able to move, like, you know where. I've had a few times with dudes like, hey, I got a bike at my house. You want to come?
Like, nah, fuck your bike, nigga.
I'm like, bring it over here, motherfucker. You bring it. You got it. Let me see you got it, nigga.
Hell yeah.
I do remember, but like, so when I was in the wrestling team, and the dude who was the coach for the wrestling team was like the creep, but we knew who the creep was. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, oh, who's the creep? It was like, that nigga right there.
The one licking his lips.
Help me put the mats away. And niggas was like, nah, I gotta pick up my sister. You like, you don't got a sister. Nigga, I'm gone. And you just like, you had to be, you know what I'm saying? But you knew that you was around these motherfuckers, but you was just, you knew who they was, and you knew how to move not to get trapped up. And the motherfuckers who got trapped up, we was kind of like, yo, you fucked up, nigga. Everybody know you don't put the mats away. You know? And then there was always the kid, you know, the gay kid who was in, always got the lead in the play. Like, whatever, like he always got the lead singing part in the play. He was like, I'll put the mats away. He's like, oh, nigga, this ain't going to turn out good at all. But, yeah, it's weird that we understood that in a way. And do you find your daughters are naive? Like, because
no, they're actually not. And like, you know, we live on Miami Beach, you know, they're around, you know, they go to, it's mostly, we're around, you know, we're in a probably predominantly white space, I would say, you know what I mean? Except them to know who, you know, I don't know. It's like, how do you let them know? They're aware. They're definitely aware.
Yeah,
my daughters don't. They're not dummies, but they got common sense, which I'm happy for. Like they can see they see shade and they know, you know. Even my daughter's peep shade.
Yeah.
Like, so when some lady was like, my daughter look at me when somebody be shade, throw shade.
I think that's might be like a woman ability. That might just be built into them, yo. They like, might just have that for real.
like what kind of shade? Like what do you mean when you shade like
say one time a lady, we were going in an elevator and, you know, during COVID, some lady was like, take the next one. And my daughter was just like, and we was just both like, that bitch, we both kind of look like, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't had to come at us like, you know, we both
right.
felt it.
Right.
So it's right. Like, if she feel this shit, I know, okay.
Yeah.
She know what it is. Perceived energies, man.
Yeah.
I think also it's interesting. It's interesting because you also get a situation where, you know, who you are as a parent, like you could tell your kids all kinds of shit. But if you're a hypocrite and you living foul or you're not embodying the things that you say, they see it. So I'm
100% about that.
Yeah.
Embodying. Yes. That's why, you know. I hide the fact that I cover that I smoke weed just because I don't want to tell them about it.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just, I mean, I will at some point, but I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I would.
You think that's because of, like, the stigma that you grew up with weed? Like, culturally? It's just,
definitely. It's definitely.
Just, it is, but then I know how weed. I'm glad I didn't smoke heavy. I'm glad I got my fundamentals together. Mm-hmm. My college and all that, my established life.
Yeah, definitely.
Before, and I didn't start heavy until I was in my 30s. Like, you know, that's when I.
But comes with, that could just be explained as, this is how to use this thing.
Yeah,
this is how the best usage of this thing works. Yeah. So, like, the babies is like, all right, when you hit 25, your brain reaches this level. Especially since kids are wild smart now. They got the fucking Mac they can do everything at the fingertips immediately. Listen, this is how your brain works. You hit 25, most of it's developed, and you can't fuck it up as much. Just wait until you hit that age.
Yeah, but you know what? That's kind of the same way we look at sex. It's still, you know, like kids are aware of sex, and they're also aware of, like, as a kid, you know, weed wasn't a like that. Like, you know how people embrace weed now, but. But I mean, people in, like, my pops had a bar in the basement. Do you know what I mean? But we knew we shouldn't be drinking. Like, I mean, you know, it was a thing that we kind of felt like, you know, this is an adult thing and we wanted to be grown. But you knew, dog, this is not, you know what I mean? There was that line there.
Them shit smelled too strong coming out of that bar.
Yeah, so it's
your chest.
So I guess, you know, looking at weed and alcohol, because, it's crazy.
I grew up in a weed culture. I'm Jamaican. You know what I mean? I've seen it around forever. It's never been a time I'm not familiar with the plant. I still waited until I was 25 to touch it. 26, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like, I had it. I'm talking
about my fault.
Backyard, reachable, right there. Yeah. And it's just, I was conscious of it my entire time.
Dre, they were growing plants
I'm a Jamaican person, Bridget. I'm the only person born here, Dante. I'm not new to weed, bro.
No.
I've been seeing this since.
But I'm saying they grew plants. They, like, your family.
Dante,
grew plants.
I'm a Jamaican person. Bridget. All right. You understand me? It's not you, but it's just the understanding of it. Culturally, we understand where it came from, who does it, why. You know what I mean? I'm asking, in your mind,
it was just, there was an understanding
weed
of
was this. Like this. There was like an American outlook of how I seen it, and then the way I grew up seeing it, where it was like America, it looked like if you took this, your brain's on drugs, and the niggas that smoke weed on the corner or stay on the steps the entire day smoking. And then the other look was weed was this thing you had to earn the right to do.
Okay.
Rasta knew about it. It's meditation. It has purpose. Yeah. It's attached to a religion. Don't. This is something where something
serious.
You know something. Yeah. You are part of a cult. This is not some shit you just run weed on whatever. You have to know something to do. It's like that.
It was a serious kind of thing and a culture that was attached to it.
And they'll look at you like, this is not no kid shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a big people thing. I go on, move. It was like, but still,
as a kid, you know, I mean, like, I didn't do this, but I knew motherfuckers who snuck and
smoked.
I just
seen them niggas as gangster. I'm not touching it. I know myself. I ain't going to, y'all niggas is real. I ain't real. It's all good.
Andre, you're certainly I'm on my made business. Up. You're certainly made up for lost time.
But you know what I'm saying? Like when it came to cigarettes, like I wasn't trying to, like I knew it was adult shit, but there was always niggas who was like, yo, I want to be adult. Yeah. So I'm a smoke. Do you know what I mean? Like that was kind of a thing. I mean, me and Cal, I'm 54. So we grew up motherfuckers don't understand. There was ashtrays in cars.
Airplanes. Yeah.
You had smoking sections in the airplanes.
You want to know a better one? I got a haircut from like an old Italian barber, like this guy.
I was
flipping something. I go, what the fuck am I touching? What is this metal latch over here? I look. There's a fucking ashtray in the barber chair.
The OG
barber chair. Like you couldn't even get your hair cut.
The fact that America did that let you come on, son. That's evil as shit.
I guess they didn't know.
Fuck that. Them niggas knew. Really? Ain't no science new. There's no new science.
Yeah, there's new science.
Cocaine used to be healthy for you. Come on, man.
There's no fucking way a doctor saw combustion as healthy.
Absolutely wrong.
Combustion.
Dog. Yes. Dog. Johnny Carson used to smoke. They used to smoke on the talk show.
I'm not saying they didn't get fooled by it. I'm thinking the people who created it and know the product and did the studies know that this shit is not used like that.
You gotta think, if cigarette smoker became head, like they don't have the stories, it's like now they don't have enough history of COVID to have, because we don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
That's
you get what I'm
right,
saying?
That's real.
Like we don't know what the thing, because there's not enough studies. Like we just hoping that it's gonna be all right. Cocaine was already people didn't know it used to be an ingredient before.
Cocaine was in Coca-Cola. Like when you look at Doc Holliday and Tombstone, they did opium in they had opium dens. Like that was what you did. If you were sick, you took opium. So when you say they didn't know they absolutely had no fucking idea.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And doctors' books, doctors are practicing. Their medical journals are only updated. So you get what I'm saying? So
Wasn't even online.
They in time like we are.
Let me tell you something. We had back in the days, this is crazy because you're taking me back. We had a family doctor, with the, like in the cartoons with the bag. The doctor's bag with the stethoscope. They didn't have it. They didn't even have the light. They had a mirror that they would just reflect the light on you. And my doctor used to smoke.
You had a cartoon doctor.
Dante was born in black and white, nigga.
my general practitioner, he used to smoke. He would have a cigarette in his mouth while he was fucking
That's
checking
funny
your heart.
As shit. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yo, Kyle, am I wrong or no? Like, motherfucker.
That's so funny.
So when you say they didn't know combustion dog, they...
They didn't know. They did not fucking know.
They wow. had no, they had no... Well, I mean, look, think about it like this. I was talking to motherfuckers about the whole, the George Floyd, the racism thing. I go, dog, the sun... When we're talking about the progress... of race progress, right? Mm-hmm. The science of the day, and I mean the science of the day, was that that black people were genetically inferior. Yeah. That was
they didn't let us play quarterback to the late 80s.
Exactly, because we didn't have the mental capacity.
Part of me now, I hear that and I understand it, but a part of me goes, I feel like it was blatant lying, like them knowing we're special or knowing the ability. There's too many different books to like the idea of Western philosophy, man. They shape the minds in America. There's other books that's older than what the fuck is in America. There's other understandings.
Doug, here's the thing.
Black people aren't just here. We didn't just get here.
But tobacco was okay when the Indians and all
exactly. So they understood we can fuck with it and make a different product.
The industry started having fucking cigarettes started. I'm sure Senate they started. You know, probably I don't know if this is fact, but I'm sure. You know, because they always do it. They cut ingredients. It goes from natural to unnatural. And then I'm saying in the 50s and 60s, you probably could have got a natural smoke. You know what I mean?
Dre, check it out. Here's my thing.
That's a fucking fact, bro.
They banned beedies in America. I mean, beedies is all natural leaf. It's got a leaf on and everything, no thing. But beedies, you got to go to Indonesia to buy them. But you can't get them in America. But they got, you know, the factories, but
that's the type of shit I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, but dog, there was no, like...
America's... forcibly would ignore other philosophies that don't fit the shit that they're trying to put here.
Not even just America, but you're talking about, dog, when you know how to do, you know, I mean, it's true, but when they talk about black dudes having big dicks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absolutely true. But the point is, the point of it was the over-sexualization of black men. It was just be that their genitalia was so large that it controlled your savagery, the savagery of us. Meantime, they was raping white women, raping black women and slaves. But the point was, they even said that about black women, about the labia and their vaginas and their sexuality, the veracity. So when niggas go, yeah, you know, niggas got a black dick, big black dick. But that was a way to...
And I think that's intentional. I think they understand. That's what I'm saying. They understand the value, and it was like, all right, we gotta twist it so that they can see this as a negative, so we can help people fucking shape these thoughts.
But dog, it wasn't like this is a plan.
That's a piece of shit plan.
No, wait, let me see what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, not that it wasn't a plan, it's that racism progressed, it evolved into what we perceive. Wow, we have 5 minutes already. It evolved into that. It wasn't like somebody said, this is what we're going to do. Look, I get what you said. It was the dehumanization of people. It was the over-sexualization of women.
You also understand the science of sex. These fuckers understand the science of sex it's not like
Dre,
you're giving them more credit than they like. Even Dr. Fauci, he's now and don't really know what the fuck.
To Andre's point, like whatever the bullshit science they had, maybe it wasn't accurate and it wasn't good, but it was always a step worse for black people. Like whatever, using leeches is, you know, awful. That was the best they came up with. But they were always able to figure out the advancement, except when it came to like eugenics. And that's the thing too.
They didn't figure out no fucking advancement. Mm-hmm. They didn't figure out no advancement. Human bodies have been here forever. We've been figuring out how to stay sustained forever.
Yeah, but Dre, here's my thing. So when you have a societal situation where you have people basically a caste system, if not just a race system, but a caste system, you have these in place, and it's just like anything now. It's you got motherfuckers that are looking at the January 6th thing and saying it was a tourist thing. There's a Republican dude that said people was in line, they stayed inside the velvet ropes, this was not an insurgent, but he's pushing. They have pictures of him pushing an ottoman against the door to keep niggas out. So in the open, he knows what it is and he's lying about it, but. If you keep telling this lie, it becomes something different. So there was a time when they would talk about Asians as Mongoloids, Blacks were Negroids, and Whites were Caucasoid,
you're doing Tony Hinchcliffe's act right now. That's not right, Dante.
They would take buckshot and fill the skulls with buckshot, whoever's head held more, or they were talking about the thickness of the Negroid skull, which is what made them less. Like I'm saying, there's a pseudoscience in place that they were talking about, and you talk about if you're not a scientist, and this goes along with the narrative to denigrate people or to dehumanize people that support the financial culture, and for what's then nobody questions it. Dog, I was talking to a white dude today, talking to him. He lives in Levittown. Lives in Levittown, knows nothing about redlining.
About the history, yeah.
I have no idea.
Who live in Wilmington, North Carolina, and don't know nothing about the Wilmington insurrection. I told that story on stage because I did a whole week in there. Most of the audience was like, really? They didn't know about the Wilmington insurrection at all. Like, and that's why motherfuckers is, that's why we fucked up.
It's
also a willful choice to ignore all that shit. Like when the science comes out and goes, eugenics isn't a real thing. And then of course people in the South go, it is. They just ignore it.
Everybody want to feel superior to something, right. You know, but I don't get feeling superior. If the oldest person was found, anything else is an adaptation of that, you know?
That's the point of what I'm saying, that there's no new science. Our liver has been in the same fucking liver position since liver's liver, nigga. It's like, what the fuck?
You're always bugging.
Polio vaccines?
Aspirin? Dog.
And I think that shit was like, we know this is destroying y'all, but here, take it anyway.
Because it was a profit, and they thought it was, dog. They like you had snake oil salesmen who was selling cocaine because it made you feel better.
But why you call it a snake oil salesman?
Well, that's what they call it.
No. It's snake oil salesman is because y'all know the concept is. The salesman knows what the fuck they're selling is foul, and they're selling it anyway.
No. There was a time when these guys, before there was pharmaceuticals, there was guys that would come around and sell these elixirs, kind
of
like
a lot of their things. Some of them did it, dog.
Here's my thing. When I was a kid, I used to get nosebleeds. My grandmother said, boy, you sit down, you put a penny on your forehead, hold your head back and put your... Now, what the penny does, in order to keep a penny on your forehead, you got to sit the fuck still. You got to pull your head back, right? And so what would happen is the blood with the... It had nothing to do with the penny. It had nothing to do with the penny, but what it does was it sat your ass down and it made the blood coagulate, that's what you did. Yeah. So there was always kind of this misconception, dog. I mean, it's crazy to me. You know what's not crazy? Because Dre, how old are you now?
28.
So we're talking about, I got three decades on you. I'm saying to you, we were sliding around in the back of my pop's Buick with no seatbelts. Nobody was wearing seatbelts. Yeah. And it was.
But I understand that. I'm saying the people who created these things, no. I'm not saying that the day-to-day people, because we're the consumers of it.
Like, you think of crack, people didn't know. People with.
Yeah, they're the consumers, but the people who's above it, the fucking judge knows the difference between crack and cocaine is temperature. Yeah. He knows. But they're still going to fucking change the legislator different.
But there is an added risk that you take when you consume alcohol. I think that's what they're going on too. Like, there's a common risk you take because these are your vices. Alcohols, tobacco. Do you get what I mean? So you kind of knowing you're taking a risk, but they don't know that lung cancer, you're going to be coughing up lung cancer, and they're not going to promote that part at all. There's a possibility.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Kyle, we want to do something behind the paywall, behind the Patreon. Just hang out. Please, real quick, just quick click, do all your social media, and then we're going to do.
Yeah, plug your special, Kyle.
Oh yeah, Kyle Groom's Brain Humor. My special is out on Amazon Prime. Also, it's somewhere else too. It's on my website. I don't know.
Congrats, man! Congrats on that. About time they did something for you, my dog. Check that out. Kyle's been funny for a long time. When Andre was four, Andre.
Andre was four, rolling around in a crib made of weed leaves.
Four, that is real. It's 4 years old.
Drake, go ahead, baby.
Yo, Slouch Theory, Andre D. Thompson. That's it.
Harry, talk to me.
Everything at Harry Turjanian.
Yeah. Mine's the Dante Nero, DanteNero.com. Don't forget to check out the YouTube page. Man School 202, one-on-one consultations, GYBB, get your balls back, WWDD, what would Dante do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. We are out, man. Love y'all, man. We're gonna be talking about this on the Patreon. Y'all want the Patreon, go to patreon.com/manschool202. We are out.
Peace.